at 231-534-0755. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, February 6, 2025 edition. I apologize, I was on the phone during the break. New sponsor wanting to join the radio family. I said, I gotta go. So I apologize, George. I'll get back to you after the show. Greatly appreciate you calling me. We'll talk definitely after 12 noon today. If you know of any small business in northern Michigan that you think would be a good fit with our radio family, I'd greatly appreciate if you give out our phone number, 231-360-5140. Tell them to give me a call, hopefully not during the show. That'd be greatly appreciated. Any day after 12 noon, I'd love to talk to you. We have a couple of different packages available. You can advertise on this show only. You can advertise on the music only. Or you can advertise on both. We can customize your marketing plan to get your business out there to other people, get everybody to know what's happening, and basically custom design it for exactly what you want to do. So again, text me 231-360-5140, any small business that you think would be a good fit, and I'll reach out to them and tell them that you referred us. And hopefully we can expand our advertising sponsorship. Greatly appreciate you guys helping us with that. State Representative Ann Bolin, kind of an interesting response, talking about the budget deadline of July 1st. She said, according to this MERS news story yesterday, this year's July 1st deadline for passing the budget isn't as hard of a deadline as the constitutional deadline of September 30th at midnight. She said the earlier goal is something to aim for, but there's still a whole lot that needs to be done. Bolin speaking after the budget director gave the presentation about Governor Gretchen Whitmer's proposed $83.5 billion budget for this upcoming year. Bolin did not name any specific areas that cuts needed to be made, or even certain departments that would have to have their allocations scrutinized first. But if the House Oversight Committees and subcommittees, specifically looking at child welfare system, public health and food security, are any indicators, then it's safe to say that the Department of Health and Human Services can expect a very thorough overhaul. Bolin said her approach for this budget-making process will be by assessing what is actually required to be funded constitutionally, what is required by court order, and lastly, state statutes. Then we will look at what is priorities versus what is preferences. Last week during a press conference, Speaker Matt Hall said the budget may take actually until September 30th to complete. I'm just telling you, if the government shuts down, the Democrats want the government to shut down, not the Republicans. They want the government to be shut down so that they can blame it on us because we are in the majority in the House, Hall said. Well, Bolin who is chair of the House Appropriations Committee. This is where the budget generates from the state house. She said that with only $11 million in the general fund and $18 million in the school aid fund left on the balance sheet, she's concerned that the governor's budget for roads does not include a long-term funding solution. The House's commitment is to utilize existing resources to fix our failing roads. And that's our byways and driveways, not just the highways, Bowen said. Well, that's a neat little catchphrase. Again, also speaking on it, Speaker Hall said, investing in public safety trust funds, fixing roads, and lowering the income tax can all be accomplished if we work together and do the right thing and put in the work so that we can get a better return on taxpayers' investments. That means taxpayer spending. The governor's funding for infrastructure includes $4.9 billion of federal money, also state and restricted funds combined. Well, that falls short of what was found during a study claiming that we needed to invest $7.8 billion. Pilot program showed that there are needs for possible different taxes, charging options, in order to provide a self-sustaining road funding plan for the long term. Appropriations Vice Chair Matt Maddox said, quote, like it is with these Democrats, they just want more spending and more tax dollars, more spending, more programs, more taxes. That's what they're all about. Spend more, spend more, spend more. It's got to stop. So, this is a shot across the bow, people. But you have to understand a couple of things. Number one, this is not an election year. Nobody is running for office. No state reps, no state senators, no governors, no U.S. senators, nobody. We don't even have county commissioners. Nothing's happening from an election standpoint. The artificial deadline, according to Ann Bolin, of July 1st, that's before summer break. Typically, they take the entire summer off so that they can campaign leading into the August primaries and then preparing for the November general election. Well, guess what? That's not happening this year. There's nothing on the ballot for them to run for. So they can take the entire constitutionally allowed time frame, which according to Speaker Hall could run until midnight on September 30th. But he was very specific. The budget may take until September 30th to complete. However, I'm just telling you, if the government shuts down, the Democrats want the government to shut down. It will not be the Republicans. But you see, here's what is going to happen. If you read the writing on the wall, if you read Ann Bolin's statement, we have to take a different approach to the budget-making process. What is required to be funded constitutionally? Well, I can stop you right there. Schools, prisons, and roads. That's it. If you go to Michigan State Constitution and you read it, those are the only three areas that are constitutionally required to be funded by our state budget. Comma, Bolin went on to say, what is required by court orders? Okay, let's take a look at that. If the courts, which are basically ran by liberal progressives, say that in their opinion, this particular program, this particular project, this particular funding must be paid for. According to Bullen, she said this is another aspect that they have to address. Next, she goes on to say, by statute, what is actually in our laws that require us to fund these programs? But then this is the last thing that is a completely different approach that I've never heard in discussing the budget process in Lansing. Bowen says, we have to determine what is a priority versus what is a preference. What is absolutely a priority that we must fund versus a preference, perhaps, by the governor and others. Last week during that press conference, when Speaker Hall said this may take until September 30th to complete, yeah, that's what I'm thinking is going to happen. Because with them talking about going through the budget, line by line, department by department, bureaucratic agency by agency, folks, this appears that the Republicans want to do a complete overhaul of our budget process. And one of the biggest, most expensive agencies is the Department of Health and Human Services. This needs to go through a complete overhaul. So we'll see where that ends up. But with the Republicans in the majority in the House, which is where the appropriation starts, I think the governor is going to be upset with what they come back with. And the way Matt Hall and Ann Boland's looking at this thing, we've got until September 30th. Forget July 1st. It's not going to happen. My question, are they going to stay in session through the summer? Or will they take their normal summer recess? We'll see. Something they need to do? I would say yes. If you're truly going to overhaul, you're truly going to audit these departments, you guys have a lot of work to do. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I'm just going to talk about for a minute an interesting development that I was made aware of yesterday afternoon when I was returning from Traverse City with Vicky for her doctor's appointment. Melanie Greenfield in the UP challenged my credentials to be a delegate at the state convention in Detroit on February 21st and 22nd. She filed the challenge with the Michigan GOP. Stu Foster is the admin that she sent it to, requesting that the credentials committee deny me being credentialed to attend the state convention in Detroit. Now, why is Melanie Greenfield doing this? Well, it's not just me, but many others in the first congressional district. Well, after getting back home last night, roughly at about 9 o'clock, I took my time to respond to her challenge. I explained totally where she was providing false arguments according to the rules, and that the credentials committee should review my explanation and deny her request against me being credentialed to attend the state convention. But at a time when we're supposed to unify and all come together behind Donald Trump's Make America Great Again agenda and to unify the state party, I find it interesting that some people in the Republican Party see me and others as a threat. Dare Rendon and others were challenged as well. I was not the only one. I talked to Stu. He said, Randy, just put it in writing, send it to me. I'll send it to the credentials committee. I'm sure you'll be approved. Vicky and I have already booked a hotel room. We've already talked to many people from around the state looking forward to seeing us down in Detroit. But yet, Melanie Greenfield is going to challenge my credentials. Well, they're going to be meeting on, I believe they said, Monday, and I'll be notified as to whether or not they approve her challenge to my credentials or whether they deny her request. And I'll let you guys know. But I just thought it was interesting. kind of disappointing, actually, but not surprised. Now, one thing that you have to understand, oh, I got a text message. I'm sorry. I want to respond to this also. What is the Trump Unity Bridge? Rob Cordes has invested and purchased a used ambulance. He tows with that ambulance a trailer. It's kind of a curved flatbed, and it's, I believe, 44 feet long. And it's pro-Trump. Has been all the way since 2016 campaign. He's been traveling around the state of Michigan, getting people wanting to take their pictures with the Trump Unity Bridge inside the ambulance, as well as another vehicle with a trailer. They have Trump merchandise. They have hats, scarves. Like he said, he has some stuff from the inauguration. Specialty items, unique Trump, pro-Trump, Make America Great Again items. And again, he'll be at BC Pizza in Gaylord starting at noon tomorrow on Friday. You should stop by, check it out. They've got some really awesome hats. They've got gloves. They got scarves. They got T-shirts. They got all kinds of things, really cool novelty items you won't find anywhere else. All you have to do is a Google search Trump Unity Bridge, and you can go to his website. Really, really a cool thing. One of the other things I do want to mention real quick in this segment, as Dick has reminded me to send out his rear window stickers today, if you would like to help us out, we greatly appreciate it. What we're looking to do is to put radio stickers from the radio station stickers on the back of your windows of your vehicles. The Nielsen ratings surveys are going out. One of our listeners has already gotten his in the mail. He took a picture of it and sent it to me. And, of course, he put down WCHY 97.7 FM as his favorite radio station. We need people to know about the radio station. If they see your rear window sticker on your vehicle, maybe they'll switch over to it, check it out, hear the show, hear the music, become part of our radio family. If they are sent a Nielsen's rating survey, either by mail or by email, online surveys, sometimes they text people. Maybe they'll put us down and increase our ratings. By increasing our ratings, we then potentially could get regional and national sponsors to support the radio station. So it's simply what you can do. All we're asking, something simple, doesn't cost you any money. Just text me your name, mailing address, and how many vehicles you can put stickers on, and I'll mail them out today with Dick's. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. Hour number three of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1.